This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, Malik, back. Go ahead. We dropped off for a second, Malik. We got you back there. We're just talking about Steph and JK. We'll get to Jonathan Kuminga because we keep saying, and you keep saying this, Malik, that nobody in this league has a JK returning to the roster. But just watching Steph on this road trip, Malik, the admiration from the opposing fans, all the 30 jerseys. We saw Grandma Kitty last night, the 56 in Orlando. It's just amazing to watch at this age of his career. He's 36 years old and he's playing like he's 26.
Yeah, it's the ultimate compliment and respect and admiration, not only for the way Steph performs on the floor, the show he puts on, and the incredible efficiency and all those things he does with his shot making and incredible basketball skill, but the way he does it, the awareness of what's going on around him, what the fans want and need, and his ability really to maintain that passion and love and remaining grateful. Because he just loves performing. And like you said, Bonte, this, you know, 16th year in the league, to be playing at this high level and also to be putting on a show. So, that, you know, we talked about last night, you know, obviously you want to get the highest seeds you can, but with this team, playing on the road is not a problem because wherever Steph Curry goes, it's a home game for them. So, he, I mean, it's amazing to watch, but it's well-deserved. Yeah. Steph Curry's been the ultimate pro on and off the floor, and that's been recognized globally. And then, you know, we're fortunate to watch this guy every night. It's just a pleasure to watch this guy perform.
Man, Molly, you're on fire. And again, your jumper was as pure as they come, right? And the beautiful thing about, you know, watching team sports is you got the, you know, the top tier guys and then the youngsters. Everybody's in it to win it. But what do you make of QP3's jumper, that form? Because to me, it's pure. And just share with us his ceiling to you, because I think the future's bright for him, man.
You talking about Big Quentin Post?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's a 40% shooter minimum in the NBA because he's going to pick and pop. He's going to get wide open looks. He's going to knock them down. So I think for his career, he'll be a 40% three-point shooter. But Guru, he's much more than that. He's a pretty tough kid. He's a 24-year-old rookie. So he spends time in college. I watched him at Boston College. He's a good passer. You see several times he gets that short roll around the dotted lines. He's real comfortable spraying out to open corner threes. Last night he had some finishes in the paint. We saw him play some good post defense one-on-one. And I think he's getting a good feel for pick and roll defense. So he's more than just a three-point shooter, but that's a big-time weapon for the Warriors because obviously you want to space that floor, and Steve Kerr has talked so much about having a stretch five. Well, he got him right there in Quentin Post.
No doubt about that. Talking to the great Chris Mullin, the Hall of Famer, original member of the Dream Team, and I was just saying, Malik, it was so cool to see you get your flowers over the All-Star break. You, Mitch, Tim, it's always awesome. Fun when you guys are all together here. But my boy, Evan Giddings has a question for you. Does the Warriors pre- and post-game here on 95.7 The Game?
Yeah, Molly, I'm curious, to go back to Steph, and B just talked about the kind of talent that you used to play with. It looks like he has a second wind. And as someone that maybe it was when you went from Golden State to Indiana, knowing that you have a chance to play what Steph is calling meaningful basketball, to compete for a championship. Yeah. Is there something real to that, that second win, that extra energy that we're seeing from a player that at his age is doing things that a lot of people felt like he could not do anymore? What's it like at that stage of your career to kind of find that second win?
Well, you know, Steph Curry's at a level of his own. He's up there with the greats of all time. So I can't speak for him, but I can speak watching him. So, Evan, the first thing is Steph Curry's discipline, his work ethic, his commitment to strength and conditioning in the offseason, to come into each and every season to try and be better than the year before. And for a guy like Steph Curry, that's amazingly tough, but he continues to do that. So as this team was struggling and somewhat kind of flatlining, Steph Curry said, just make me relevant. I'll take care of the rest. Now, when they added Jimmy Butler, yes, you know, you get excited, but more importantly, what was seen on the court. It's opened things up, not just for Steph, but his teammates. So now they're multidimensional, more diverse offensively attacked, you know, with the free throw being added, with Jimmy Butler's inside presence. Now you're seeing Brandon Pajemski, Moses Moody, Quentin Post, Guy Sanders getting open looks. So less pressure on Steph to bail him out, you know, pretty much every night with his amazing three-point shooting. Last night, Steph goes to the line. He gets 9 for 9 from the free throw line. Jimmy Butler goes 10 for 10 on a night where the Nets, they made 4 more field goals and 3 more three-point shots. So that's a part of the game. All great scorers in the NBA historically have been get to the free throw line. Now, that translates to great teams. You have to have that as a weapon on the nights where you're not shooting a three or, you know, the other team's playing good defense. And that's the difference with Jimmy Butler. They don't have to rely on a three-point shot. They don't have to be Jimmy Butler's had several games where statistically not great, but he also had impact on winning. So that is a huge factor for me of why this team is so much better and is a huge threat against anybody in the Western Conference in a 7-game series.
You know, Molly, we keep talking about that. And Draymond said last night they haven't hit their stride yet. Steph told us yesterday on the postgame show there's another level they could get to. And all I keep thinking about is Jonathan Kuminga. Is that that level they could get to? Is that the difference maker? Because we all agree they're a dangerous team in a 7-game series when you ask Steph rolling like this and Jimmy Butler getting to the free throw line. But it does feel like Jonathan Kuminga can help take this team to another level, Molly.
Yeah, we talked about that last night, Bonte. You know, obviously the Warriors at the trade deadline get Jimmy Butler. The Lakers get Luka. There's been some trade deadline was very active. A lot of teams got better at the trade deadline. But trade deadline's over. Nobody in the league is adding a Jonathan Kuminga to their roster for the latter part of the season and into the playoffs. And not only Jonathan's individual skill, talent, athleticism, but I think with Jimmy Butler now, I think it's going to be a much easier transition for Jonathan and the decision-making process on those half-court possessions where when Jimmy's in the mid-post, I think it's going to be much more obvious that he should be a spacer, a cutter, or a screener because Jimmy's going to align that. He, you know, when he catches that ball in the mid-post, when you're spread out around the three-point line, you're watching the whole play develop, you know? So that extra playmaker is a huge difference to me. You think about it in the past when it was without Jimmy Butler, most possessions ended up with Draymond at the top of the floor and Steph running off screens. Now, that's a good option, no question. But when it's your only option, steady diet, the defense adjusts and can take that away. Now, with Jimmy Butler, the defense is in a tremendous bind each and every possession in the half court, and that's freeing guys up. It's at a whole other dimension to the offensive attack. And in turn, it's also made their defense much better. So you add Jonathan Kuminga to this mix. We all know what he can do individually, but I think he's coming back to a team much better situated for him to succeed.
Hey, Molly, before you hang up, because I want to do a doubleheader, I want two questions. I want to know what you think about St. John's because it's tournament time, and I think they got action. I want to see what you think of them. But this last road trip, 4-1, I told Bonte and Evan, I'm all in. Like, I'm dreaming, right? I'm a fan. I'm dreaming. But this last road trip, they were outscored by 30 in 5 of the first halves on the trip. Do I sound like a hater when I bring that up, or is that just a new team with a new guy working itself out?
Yeah, First St. John's is on a roll, Guru. They're going to be dangerous in a tournament.
There you go.
Rick Pitino has done a phenomenal job. Now, this guy, I've known Rick Pitino since I was 18 years old. This guy is one of the greatest coaches at any level of all time. He's done it at every level. And similar to Steph, he has incredible passion for the game of basketball. He loves teaching. He loves being in the gym. So they're a big-time threat. And this is a very different team for Rick Pitino. When Rick Pitino, you know, early in his career at Providence, he was the first guy to really start shooting a lot of threes. So he's a big proponent of the three-point shot. This team doesn't shoot threes. They play really hard. They're athletic. They press. They play D. But they don't really shoot the ball that well. So, you know, look, every year, the people, why we love March Madness, it's always a crapshoot.
Yeah.
And now more than ever, with the NIL and the transfer portal, even more so. So, you know, once March Madness gets here, it's going to be incredible. But St. John's got a good shot. They've obviously proven themselves. They, you know, won the Big East conference outright for the first time in 40 years. Big East tournament will get going next week. But it should be an incredible March Madness tournament. Now, as far as the first halves, Guru, no, that's legit. You know, you never want to dig a hole, especially against a really good team. That can cost you because, you know, a lot of times we always focus on the last 5 minutes of the game, but games could be lost early in the game as well. Yeah. So I think that's something you want to shore up. The other thing we didn't talk about with Jonathan, you know, we talked about Quentin Post providing a pick and pop guy to spacing, Jimmy Butler's impact, Steph and Draymond playing great basketball. The one thing, and we've noticed this, and like Quinn Grimes goes for 44.
Right.
You know, those straight line quick guards that Wiggins used to guard, that's going to be Jonathan's responsibility. He's more than capable of doing that. So now not only you're adding this guy, you know, athletically, offensively, but a guy who can really guard one-on-one, and I think they're going to really need that in the playoffs.
No doubt about that, Mully. Should be a lot of fun. This seven-game homestand is very fun. You got a stretch where they play the Knicks, the Bucks, the Nuggets. The Nuggets and Bucks will be on the back-to-back. Tomorrow, Detroit.
It's real.
No joke with Cade Cunningham. So playoffs, the basketball season is starting to heat up. We're in a stretch drive here. We're starting to see some more meaningful basketball, which is what we all love as basketball fans, Mully. So I'll see you on Monday. Got the day off tomorrow. What you going to do with your day off, Mully?
Uh-oh.
Oh, tomorrow, Bonte, I got an appearance tomorrow at Thrive City from 3:30 to 4:30. Pet adoption, baby. Let's go.
Oh, let's go. Bully loves the dogs. Yeah. He loves his pets out there. I'm guessing you're going to sneak in there to go watch a little Cade Cunningham, right?
Absolutely. I love Cade Cunningham. More importantly, we're going to see the Warriors on the first game on the 7-game homestand.
Oh, hey, you know what? I don't want to embarrass Bonte and the show, but Stani and I, before you go, Mully, I was emotional about this. So if we ever break bread in the future, this is going to be the topic of conversation. I think Patrick Ewing, before Georgetown, him coaching, should have had a coaching job in the NBA, Mully. And Stani and I went 15 rounds, and he wasn't saying he wasn't deserving, but that doesn't sit well with me, and I would love one day to get your thoughts on that, man, because I feel like he paid his dues.
No doubt he 100% deserves that, and that may happen. And Guru, if you want, Patrick's going to be in next week with the Knicks. So if you want to, you guys want to come, conversate face to face.
Okay, let's do it.
Just made his day, Mully.
Yeah, let's do it.
He's smiling ear to ear, Mully.
Though, man, I've been holding on to that. I appreciate that, Mully.
Yeah. We'll be down on the floor together pre-game warm-ups. Come on and bring it.
There it is.
Mully. He's still trying to play hoops, by the way. 3-3. Hey, the knockout tournament, Mully. He got knocked out first for the second consecutive year.
Yeah,
and he's been wearing it. He said Bob Myers hit him up and told him, hey, just pick your head up. It's all good.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to miss a free throw here. Even if Stephen Curry doesn't shoot 100%.
Yeah.
Guru.
What's up?
It's all about preparation. The proper repetition, and then becomes muscle memory. So you just can't show up once in a while and start thinking you're going to be a shooter.
I got you.
You got to do it every day, brother.
There it is, Mully.
Mully, love you, bro, man. I'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
See you guys. See
all right, Mully. Yeah. Appreciate it, man. Chris Mullin, the Hall of Famer here on the River Islands Guest Line.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.